Fascinating concept, how every single part of the world, in every dimension, I love that word, in every dimension,
Solid.
if through the person and through animals and even through the time, is the expression of all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I'd like to just stop you for a moment.
Yes.
That I
What
think
page are you up to?
I'm up to 51.
No,
151.
150, right? We're a little
No,
past that.
yeah,
Yeah,
no.
but that's what we're up to.
But
More or less. Okay.
from what I've learned in the other book that you recommended,
Yeah.
that you have to, I think, apply this idea here is you have to suspend your fixation on logic and try to tap into that intuitive knowledge that is beyond logic to grasp some of these ideas.
That is a very good way of summarizing the philosophy of that book.
And I think that that
You
be,
grasp that.
yeah, I think you, that's what you need to apply here is to let loose a little bit, not to say, well, what is it? To try to tap into that sense
Right.
of what you
Right.
already know.
Right. There's a concept of I hear what you're saying, the world just is. And those are all the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're at 152. So this the neshama, which is the student, as he calls it, asks, what is wrong with the way we have been looking at it, things until now? Are these concepts not sufficient for us to understand the way the world is run? What are you adding? So he said, now everything is good. I'm just gonna read the English, just read it through 152. Nevertheless, we need to know that the nature of the guided creatures is defined by the objective of the Hanhaga in any particular phase of time. In other words, the world requires it to be a mixture of things, good and evil. Okay? He says, consequently, the form of nature of these creatures must be suitable for this purpose. It must be lowly and physical rather than holy and elevated. In the future times of eternal God will be God. Okay. The nature of the creature, I'm back on the first line here. The nature of the creatures and everything that happens to them changes in order to reflect and correspond to the Anhaga. This is the greater depth of understanding that I say we must now attain. Okay. So let me read footnote number 71.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't.
That's
I tried
footnote
reading it like
71.
three times last night.
Let's go through it.
Yeah.
We now have the answer to the student's question. Well, can we go back to 70?
Yeah.
Let's read 70 together. When God cho chose that there should be a world of reward and punishment, guided by his attribute of judgment, this necessitated a world of good and evil and creatures that are subject to the effects of good and evil. So, Kadosh created the world of Sefer Einish. He needed that there should be a place for that to exist, good and evil. Consequently, the form and nature of these creatures must be suitable for this purpose. They must be lowly and physical rather than holy and elevated. In the future, time of eternal reward, God will guide the world through his pure love and kindness. Evil will cease to exist, and all living creatures will be perfected through the light of Hashem's presence, filled with splendor and wisdom. We therefore see that the nature of creatures change according to the objective of the Hanhaga at any given time. So that means that it says in Chazal, for example, Gar Keves im Ze'ev. When Mashiach comes, the keves, which is the sheep, will live together with the ze'ev, with the
Wolf.
wolf. So, what is it? What does it mean? Open miracles? No. There's not going to be the need to f animals fighting each other to survive, because that's a function of mishpat, which won't exist in the world of pure chesed. So the way, it's a very good example. The way that of what he's saying, the way the world is still an expression of the midos of Hashem. And if the midos of Hashem are mishpat, then you'll see mishpat in the physical world. This principle applies even within the times of God's judgment of this world of good and evil, as his judgment develops from its minimal level to its perfected level, stage five. So does the natural nature of the created world and its inhabitants develop from the darkness of the 2,000 years of desolation to the. So in messianic times, not will not only will the spiritual world will be different, but the physical world will be different. Because the physical world is not going to require the same level of expression as the, oh, what's it called?
Pre-messianic.
Yeah. Now, 71. We now have the answer to the student's question. Until now, we have been looking at the way of God's attributes and judgment dictates what happens in the world during the five stages. This was all perfectly fine. But now we need to know that this attribute not only governs what happens in the world, but also dictates the nature and form of the reality of these pages. Now you understand it? It's very clear what he's saying. We learned above that when the causes of the attribute of judgment connect properly to the content of the attribute. I don't always say. Basically, the chiddush of what he just was mechadish is that till now we knew that Hashem has different ways of judging the world. What we didn't know is that the way he judges the world manifests in the metzias of the physical bria, the way we see it. We knew that Hashem has these midos and controls the hanhaga of the world with those midos. And like we said, there's a base paint, and then everything else is just a mixture of the midos. But fine, that's outside the world. That's the hanhaga of the world. But what we didn't realize
The very
is in the
nature
actual, the world itself is
also.
created differently based on which midah you're using at that particular moment. So let's give an example, right? There's an architect. There's a guy. He's not an architect. He's a developer. He's a developer. Now he's a full developer, which means he not only develops the project, the property, he also manages them. Okay. So if I would tell you, I build very similar structures. Okay. But one of them is a school with a dormitory. One of them is a nursing home, and one of them is a jail. But I manage all these, and I have different teams managing them. So would you tell me, if I told you that in the jail I use Din, in the school I use Rachamim, and in the nursing home I use Chesed? And that's how I run in the management of each one of these. I manage them differently, right? Okay, so I use more din in the jail, I use more chesed in the nursing home, and I use rachamim, which is a mixture, in the school. Fine. But not only is it true in the management stage, when in the development, in the building of each of the buildings, there was a different midah being used. And that's why the building will express itself differently. In the jail, the bathroom will be a lot more tight, and you're not looking for a big rafchistika place, and you're not looking to get comfortable situation. The windows are smaller. You're not The lighting, you're building out of darker. And in the nursing home, you want bright lights, big bathroom, place to move around. You want a room that's comfortable, right? Why? What's the difference? I thought it was only in the management stage. No, it's built with that rachamim in mind, and this is built with din in mind. You can't just build three buildings and then just use each one for whatever you want, right? It's pretty good muscle,
But
right?
I would like
So
to,
the point is, the world is not just Hashem uses mishpat chesed. He created it with that also. So the minute that now I'm going to be using in the messianic times more rachamim, then the world is going to have to show that rachamim now.
I just I'd like to add to your muscle that instead of three separate buildings, it's one building that has the ability to transform into different functions.
And somehow I use AI it's a science fiction which becomes true pretty quickly, that to switch it, right? But that I think that's the muscle here. It's a good
Think of
muscle,
Scranton, Yeshiva.
huh?
Scranton, Yeshiva.
Right. Not anymore, but
Not anymore. Scranton, yeah.
Scranton Yeshiva used to be a
It was
hospital.
a hospital.
As a matter of fact, it became a historical. Scranton Yeshiva used to be a hospital. They bought the
Used to
hospital, a
be.
hospital, and it turned into yeshiva. But then they it became a historic site because President Biden was born in that hospital.
Oh.
Now, Lemafreya, the yeshiva became historical, tagged as a historical site, the site of the birthplace of the president. No, I
Well,
think it just made them problems because they're knocking it down.
then, it's like Torah Haim used to be a conservative synagogue, and then it became an evangelical church that used timeshare, where they would rent out different days to different churches to use, and then it became a yeshiva.
Right.
So,
Right. So, okay, I think we understood, I think we got a little bit more clarity in what's going on. What?
this concept.
Yeah, that's what?
No, I talk it.
Now I'm understanding a little more what he's getting at. Okay, let's continue in the English. You have already learned that this lowly world is a dark and inferior place, and that everything that happens in it is of a dark and inferior nature, like we said, okay? Let's read 72. The flow of ideas during the following paragraphs is as follows. In this paragraph, we begin our discussion of the new subject that has been introduced, the nature and form of creatures and the world in general, not just the hanhaga. We clarify that this world is a place of dark and inferior nature, and that this situation is a product of God's will. There are, however, variations in the nature of this world as it becomes more or less elevated. In the next paragraph, we will see how these variations reflect the way God is directing the world. Following that, we will see how, even within the darkness of this period, when we are directed by God's attributes of judgment, there are also some elements of light that stem from God's attribute of perfection and love. Then we will see how this combination of light and darkness in the world is produced by the combination of various different types of divine emanations. I went too fast there.
Well, we did reading it, so it's not
Okay.
there.
So you have already learned that this lowly world is a dark and inferior place, and that everything that happens of it of a dark and inferior nature. You have also learned that everything in existence came into being only through God's will, and that his continued existence depends on his decree and divine utterance. We can therefore see that the fact that the world is a place of darkness must certainly be a result of God's divine utterance.
Which establishes it in this way.
And as Hashem wants it to be this way. Obviously, had God wanted, he could have significantly brightened the darkness and made the world more elevated. Now there's a profound wisdom involved in the understanding of all of the different levels of elevation and lowliness that the man in the world have to go through. Therefore, an examination of these levels will provide us with a vast field of investigation and analysis. In fact, you know, basically there's no end to the details of such analysis because every step is another combination of midos that has to express itself in the world. However, the general categories are not so numerous, and they are very important keys for understanding some of the great secrets of the way God acts upon in the world. So what we will see is, right, that through analyzing the Bria, we will see tremendous amount of tremendous amount of Giluyim in how Hashem runs the world and in the world itself. Okay.
Says all of the animals, they will not, the chayos will not
Oh, that's
have
nice. Thank you very much.
violence.